Welcome home, neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland, New York, New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa,
Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my
Well, welcome home, everybody, to the August 23rd edition of My DVC Points Community Hall Live. My name is Chad. I am your host tonight, and I've got another great co-host as well. Gina is here with me as well, and it's a little bit of a different show tonight because if you can't tell by the background, this is not a green screen. I am broadcasting live from my room over here at Pop Century. So let's welcome back onto the show our producer, Gina. So how you doing today, Gina?
I'm great, and I'm excited to be co-hosting with you tonight.
Awesome. And let's welcome in Justin and Vicky. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great.
Hey, guys.
Hey, everybody. So tonight's show, we are talking about going to Walt Disney World in a pandemic world, okay? Obviously, I'm here today. The cover photo for today's show was taken at Mickey and Minnie's Railroad a couple of days ago when I popped over at Hollywood Studios, because I just needed a fun photo of me in a mask at Walt Disney World, just to have some kind of cover art. But we're talking about going to Walt Disney World in this pandemic world. Okay, so we've got the pros and cons coming up here, and it looks like our first topic of the night is DVC points. Okay, right now there's all kinds of availability in DVC. So, and we do highly suggest you go over to dvcrentalstore.com and look for some distress points, because they're going anywhere as cheap as $10, $12, $14, $16 a point and for guaranteed reservations. And I've talked with some people over there this week, and if it doesn't exactly line up with what you want or need, you might be able to get them to tweak it for you, because there is availability in DVC right now. That's what I'm told. So go ahead and reach out to them and see if you can get something like that to come back in and line up. And so that's the really cool part about our sponsor, DVC Rental Store, and what's going on in the DVC world with availability. So Gina, did you guys use your own points? Gina, Vicky,
yes.
Justin?
Yes.
Yeah, we used our points.
So did I. So what happened was I booked it 11 months out, and I was just praying that it would work out, and we were there for opening week when the parks opened.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then your upcoming points as well, because we've got some more trips coming, right?
Yes. So those I did actually rent those, but that was still before COVID hit. I rented those back in March.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm going to be in Beach Club, and I also have a Tower Studio. I got one of those for Riviera. So those are booked both at 11 months. So that's what I'm doing in November.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. Right now for my October trip back, I've got my points and same thing for November. But if I can line something up before my bank date that's cheap, I have no problems canceling my points and coming back in and banking mine and kicking them down the road and picking up some of these cheap points from DVC Rental Store.
Yeah.
And the last I looked, man, it was like 1,000+ guaranteed reservations.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
Yeah, because we've got a lot of people who couldn't use their points due to travel restrictions.
Right.
So all of the international DVC owners in the UK, Canada, they can't make it down here. Okay. If you were coming, a DVC owner from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, you were locked out of Florida for God knows how long.
Yeah, you're still, yeah. And 14 days when you get back too.
Right. So the members just aren't really using the stuff right now. And it's unprecedented availability and unprecedented surplus of points just due to this COVID pandemic. It'll all catch back up and work out soon. But in the meantime,
try to use them.
try to use them. Or better yet, like some of those points that I've got booked, I think are some of my Beach Club points. Oh. And there's pending reservations out there, I know, for Beach Club, Poly, Grand Cal, Bay Lake Tower. A bunch of the resorts have some 11-month requests out there that you could be getting paid $16, $16.50 a point, and then using some of these $10 ones and kind of pocketing the difference.
Yeah. Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, so it's a really unprecedented time. And DVCRentalStore.com, go ahead and check them out, see what they've got for rentals there, and let them know you heard about them here on the Mighty VC Points platform. So awesome. really great advice.
That is great. Okay, so the next question I had is, did you buy tickets or did you use your annual pass? So
I'll start because I had hard tickets for, I think it was July 12th, which was the second opening day. So I had no problems getting in, but I was going to convert it into an annual pass, and that obviously didn't happen. So I had to separately buy tickets for October, which they let me do because I had a resort vacation already booked. I don't know how it is now, whether they'll just let you buy tickets. I believe they will because
yeah.
People can buy them now. Yeah. But at the time when I bought my October tickets, it was because I had a resort reservation already booked. But I am a little sad that I didn't get the savings to get the annual pass. But, you know, it's better going than not going.
Yeah, there was something in their email about that as well, saying keep your receipts or you might be able to roll that into an annual pass cost later. But Justin, what did you use when you came?
I'm still on my annual pass from last summer. So that I started that in July of last year. And then it got extended now till November 8th or something. So it actually covers my next October trip, November trip. So that one's worked out well for me.
Got it.
I did have to buy a new annual pass for my wife, but because she was on a different schedule than I am.
But they sold it to you. You must have been that rare window that you got in. And now
I'm one of these weird people that has. I invested in Disney tickets a while ago.
Smart. That was smart. Who knew?
Yeah. Remember when they did that platinum deal for the price of gold?
Mm-hmm.
And they said you had to activate it in that year?
You didn't have to.
No.
Nope. Oh, so cool.
I piled up an extra one for everybody.
Amazing.
That's great.
Awesome. And believe it or not, Justin, I'm on that same pass myself because when that deal ran out, I had a renewal lined up, but I had multiple work trips to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
So I just brought the Premier Plus annual pass, the one that works at both coasts. Mm-hmm. And then when that thing fell off, I had them reactivate that Walt Disney World Platinum Plus that was like $585.
Yeah,
that's great.
I wish they would do that again.
Oh my gosh, it'd be awesome if they did that again to kind of welcome us back. However, I think what's going to happen is the reverse. I think annual pass prices are just going to go skyrocketing. Okay, because Bob Shakeup did some comments in the last stockholder meetings that pretty much said, we don't really care too much about the annual pass holders. We're here to cater to the families that come in on the vacation and they buy the dining plan and they buy the park tickets and the whole and the hotel packages. That's who we make the most money from. So that's who we're going to try to cater to. And I'm like, well, those of us that are pretty loyal, you know, those families aren't creating content and podcasts and encouraging everybody to buy your products like we are. So maybe they'll come back in and see the light on that one. But that was kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Gina, what did you use?
So I have two annual passes. I have a Disneyland top of the line with Signature Plus, and then I have a gold pass for Walt Disney World. I wanted to talk about this because if you had that Premier Pass now, you can't get into Disneyland. So when they extend that Premier Pass, they're only extending the Walt Disney World part. I don't know what's going to happen to the Disneyland folks who have that pass.
Hmm.
So,
wow.
Yeah. It's going to be really, I don't know if they're going to lose all that money or what. So I'm glad I have two. This is the one time I'm like, oh, good. It didn't work out. So I have to have two passes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So
yeah, my husband has the Premier and they extended his, but they only extended it until February or March. I can't remember. So Disneyland still isn't opened. I don't know what's going to happen with that Disneyland portion.
Yeah. Tony makes a comment here that tickets are available. New APs are not, renewals are, what she's saying. So
I think I might even buy a renewal ticket just to have it while we can.
Right.
Before prices might go up.
Well, I don't think they'll sell you a renewal ticket until you're within 30 days of it renewing. So
I have a January reservation too. So I've heard that they will give you renewal so that you can book your park days. Because you have to book your park days, and I don't have any ticket media associated in January. But I'd heard they were allowing you to add a renewal. Because right now the renewal is just a voucher. At least that's what it was a couple months ago.
Oh, wow. So I'm going to have to check that out before I leave. Okay. Cause I do have a trip scheduled in February. So I think I might end up buying that voucher.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a trip by, I guess, the guest relations people at the parks. See what I can get done there. I know they're not doing Tables of Wonderland, which this is my first trip without Tables of Wonderland. I'm like, yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm like almost paying retail for. Yeah,
that's painful.
It's painful, right? It's painful. It's just like, I live to tell about it, but I'm, you know, I don't know. Like,
that's funny. It worked for us when we were there.
It works, but you can't buy a new one.
Oh, you can't buy, a new one.
Oh.
You're not selling.
Well, you're really slumming it there, Chad.
Are you? I'm telling you, I am. And so, like, I knocked out California Grill Friday night. And so.
That's not slumming
that was,
it. No.
But that was expensive because you didn't have your tables.
That's right.
Yeah.
I did get my 10% off from DVC, though. Okay. So,
yeah.
I got a little something off, right?
Yeah.
And the guy was. The waiter knew DVC. He was like, welcome home. Where's your home resort? And he's talking with me about it. So I was pretty impressed. He actually knew the product.
That's great. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So our next topic is, what were your must-dos? So when you were here, Chad, let's start with you since you're there now. What did you have to do?
Let me answer this one question that popped in from Sandy really quick first. She says, what are the DVC discounts on dining? I would head over to mouseperks.com. I bring up that site 50 million times while I'm on property, and it's generally 10% off if they give you a DVC discount. But Micah Weiss does a phenomenal job on Mouse Perks, lining up all the discounts for us. So I love, 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 love Mouse Perks and can't thank Micah enough for his great work. And by the way, he's got a small donate button on there as well. If you're a big fan of that product as I am, hit the donate button and help him offset some of those expenses. So quick plug for Mike. Anyways, you were saying, Gina, must-dos?
Yeah, what did you have to do that you're here, it's a COVID situation. What did you have to do? What were your must-dos?
The number one thing that I did was when I first walked into Hollywood Studios was Mickey and Minnie's, okay? That was brand new to me. Last time I was here was February, and it wasn't quite open yet. So to me, that one was, and then I kept looking for the Beauty and the Beast sing-along. That it was open when I was here in January and February. I just couldn't make it on those quick trips. They were like weekenders. And so it's down. It's like, which makes sense. They don't want people singing with their masks on or singing into masks or I get it, right?
Yeah.
So Beauty and the Beast sing along, Frozen sing along, both gone. And then my other big must do was, Rise of the Resistance again. So I did make it on for my third time yesterday. And that's it. I like the ride more and more every time that I do it. But so it was, for me, it was okay. I'm here to hit the things I haven't done. And then California Grill, I took it off the list. Grand Floridian Cafe, I took that off the list.
How'd you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was reasonably priced and really high quality food.
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of think it's a little hidden gem / underrated, so to speak. It kind of gets overshadowed by all of the other awesome options there at Grand Floridian and the Polynesian. So,
did you do dinner or lunch?
I did dinner.
Okay. Did you get the fried chicken I told you about?
I got the steak. Oh. So, because I thought of you and I looked at that and then I went, you know what? Maybe I'll have to head over there for fried chicken before I leave, Justin, just to give you an update. Because believe it or not, I'm walking through the parks, it's like all of these little mental tips from everybody who's been on the show and people that I've interviewed. Like today was Animal Kingdom, and I knocked out the Tempting Tigress drink from the Nomad Lounge. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'm not really a big bourbon fan, but I do have to say I liked that drink. Okay. So that was my must dudes. It's always, what are the tips and the really cool things I hear you guys talk about from the interviews? I need to go scratch that off my list, and then new things. That's my must do's. Other than that, I really don't have anything.
Okay. That's good. That's great. I agree. The Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway was a must do for me. And mine was Epcot Food and Wine. That was a must do. So we did that. And then Nomad Lounge was ours. And we didn't have to wait an hour like you did. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah. What was that about?
Everybody's looking for a place out of the shade. I mean,
was it a line where you stood physically?
No, it was a virtual queue.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad then.
What time of day?
I think it was like 2 o'clock when I got into it, and they said it'd be 60 minutes. And sure enough, it was like 3:10.
Wow.
When I got the text.
We went like 11:30, was it? About 11:30 a.m. And it was a walk-in, and it was nice.
Yeah, really I popped in there like 15, 20 minutes before closing.
Oh.
Because my wife was still riding Avatar with my older kid. My younger kid's not tall enough, so I took her. We just hung out in there while it was nice and cool.
Exactly.
Got it. Justin, Vicky, what were some of your guys' must-dos?
I'll let Vicky go first.
Okay. For me, I really wanted to eat breakfast at Olivia's. It's not worth sharing a photo because the food looks normal, but the quality, the taste is amazing. So that was, I'm very food oriented. I wanted to get some of the snacks, like, you know, like the cheeseburger spring rolls, but those small snacks are not there. Don't worry, your Dole Whip is there, as you saw, Chad, but you know, like some of the other small snacks aren't necessarily there, but it was fine. And then we wanted to do Nomad Lounge, like Gina said. Weirdly, I wanted to ride the rides that I don't want to wait for, like Speedway and Teacups, which I got to do. It was like walk on, and it was, we could see them sanitizing. It was really nice to do just like weird things that you wouldn't necessarily wait for. And Gina forgot this, but she took a photo by herself in front of the castle, which you can do with nobody around.
No people. I forgot.
You do have to wear the mask, but you know, it's a different experience and a kind of unique photo to take.
Yeah, I took one today of a selfie. I had my own train on Everest. Okay.
Amazing. Yeah.
Like my own train. I bought a frame just for that photo.
You have to.
Because I was like, I'll never be able to do this again in my entire life. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a lot. So this is a COVID thing. We got same day last minute reservations to Beaches and Cream to go to Boardwalk because we wanted to confirm we can get there. It was delicious. No problem, you know. Yeah. What was it? Chili cheese tots. We recommend.
Yes, that was my favorite.
Awesome. So Amanda says, is there any more word on dining places opening back up? I can honestly give my opinion on this, that based on crowds and what I see closed, until people come back, I don't see an awful lot more things opening back up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because, you know, the half of the tables are marked off in everything today. And it just seems like an awful lot of stuff is not open. Like Hollywood Studios, ABC Commissary, not open. It didn't look like Backlot Express was open, but it might be because there were some cast members in front of it, but I didn't bother looking but I can tell you, I looked and looked and looked for where's an air conditioned place I can sit here and just, you know, sit in air conditioning and drink with the mask off for a while. And it was kind of hard to find in Hollywood Studios while I was waiting on the
virtual queue.
Yeah. Which I eventually gave up on and left because I had boarding group 29 and it was 7:30 at night and they closed at 8 before I got called.
Whoa.
It was like really late.
Yeah.
It was just really, really, really late. So yeah, that one's going on there. And so Tony was saying that she made a beeline for Runaway Railway and she was blown away. She'd avoided all spoilers and it was much better than I expected.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I didn't really focus in on them, but I can tell you as well, I thought it was extremely well done and they needed a little kid ride. Okay. They needed more attractions that would be on the level and do the awe for little kids. And for screen-based technology rides, they nailed it. Okay. They absolutely positively nailed it. And I thought it was a really well done ride. I'm one of those weird people that wasn't super over the moon about Great Movie Ride. So to me, it's still, they plussed it up and Mickey and Minnie finally got their own attraction, you know, their full blown ride. So pretty excited about that.
Do I get to jump in and talk about my mustard?
Yes.
I'm going to go. I actually took this as an opportunity to go in a different direction. Yes, there's a lot of rides you can do. Avatar, you can practically just walk on. I mean, it takes 5-10 minutes to get through the queue, but you just walk right onto it practically. But so if you want to keep riding that, that's fun. But my must-dos are thank the cast members. They're all out there doing a hard job in the times we're in. And then I'm going to take a quote from Aaron Rodgers, R-E-L-A-X, relax. Mm-hmm. You're there. You know, there's no park hopping, so you don't have to go really hard. Just relax, enjoy it. I mean, certainly right now it's hot, so you can't go too hard, but just enjoy the time, enjoy the unique experience. You do not have to sit there and dodge strollers and masses of people. I mean, I think it was day four where I was like, I haven't had anybody cut me off all day, anytime.
And yeah.
That never happens. I mean, I'm normally just cussing under my breath every time I'm pushing a stroller.
Yeah, normally it happens every day. I've had it happen once or twice, you know, since Wednesday.
Okay. So,
yeah, once. Yeah, you can count.
I mean, yeah, normally it happens
every day, every second.
Every hour.
Yeah. Every right. day, every second.
Every hour. So, yeah, that was really enjoyable.
So
really
walking around enjoyable. Is great, and especially with our kids. I have a 5-year-old and an 8-year or 7.5-year-old, and, you know, you can just let them walk around and run around, and you don't have to feel like you got them on a leash because there's nobody else around. I mean, there's nobody within 20 feet half the time. So you can just walk around, and it's just a much better experience overall from that aspect.
Now, question for you. You went in July?
Yeah, July 17th to the 23rd.
Okay, so at that point in time, the Florida Silver people were locked out.
Mm-hmm.
And since they've came back in, it's a little bit more crowded.
I was wondering how much more jammed up it is.
Like today I parked like the very, very back of Animal Kingdom and I rolled in at about 1. Okay. So that's how far back they were parking. Now it wasn't both sides full, but the right-hand side was yeah. And it wasn't that you could stand and get a castle shot by yourself today. Yeah. I don't think I could do that. Maybe on a weekday, you know, once school is fully back in session for everybody, on a weekday you could still get that, but I'm not feeling it today.
And we not also, prepared. I guess, yeah. lucky and unlucky, but we got those afternoon thunderstorms that, you know, it was pretty heavy rain for like 30 minutes every single day. So that you had some natural, just a bunch of people leave from that. So, because we have some fun video of our two girls just running around in their Crocs, just splashing water everywhere with nobody in sight at the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, good. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so Matt says he was there 7:20 to 7:31. The first week was empty. The last few days started to feel a little bit more crowded as well. And
it was the first time I like rented a car. I had never driven in Florida. It's a good time to do that if you've never tried it because there's no traffic. Right. So that's something that you could try if you come.
Traffic is a little bit lighter. Okay. And Scott says, I'm just going to relax and stroll through the parks with no park hopping. I get all day to enjoy the whole park. And yes, you do. It doesn't take a whole day to do the park though.
Nope.
Like today, literally Safari was walk on and Flight of Passage said 25 minutes when I got there and it was probably 35. Okay. And I don't think it was down. We kept moving the whole time, but for whatever reason, it was still 35 minutes. Okay. And nice. Sam says, what are your hints for getting the optimal spot on Rise of the Resistance virtual queue? And from what I can tell and what I've done all three times is I shut off Bluetooth, I shut off wireless Wi-Fi, and I stand at a spot that I got full bars, I do speed test, and then I shut down every application, I power off my phone, I power it all back up, and the only app that I have running is this Disney one, okay? And so I want no traffic. I want no photo syncs. I want nothing going on that phone other than hit this fast. And so I think I've gotten 11, 16, and today was the worst at 29. And so that's my tips. And then I just sit there and hit join, 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 cancel, join, cancel, join, cancel. And then delete off anybody who's on your friends and family list that could slow you down.
Yep.
Oh, did you hear they changed that?
No.
Okay, so they updated the app. I haven't seen this happen, but supposedly anybody on your friends and family that is in the park will automatically be in your group. So you don't have to go through and select everybody.
So much better.
So much better. Yes.
What I got, what I ended up having to do, because the first day I didn't get a pass. The second time I did it, I changed everybody's name to like AAA and then their name so that they were at least like together and I wasn't rolling down. But that's still
much better.
57, I want to say.
Yeah, well, I was solo today. So it was just, you know, you and who else in your party next. Yeah.
Right.
But it took me, I had my wife time. It took 14, 15 seconds, I think, from when I confirmed everything. And that was still 57 or 59, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So they go 16. Fast. They
yeah, I was fast. 16. I got lucky.
Got it.
And on that front, make sure you get to the park at 9:30 or 30 minutes before opening.
Yeah. True. Very good point.
I was dumb and I was like, oh, this will be easy. They've got, when I went, it was 10 o'clock, I think 11 o'clock and 4 o'clock. So I was under the impression they were holding back for the 1 and 4. So I was like, we don't need to get there at 10. So we got there. We got there just after 10. Everything was gone for 10. And then 1 o'clock, I couldn't get anything. So I missed out completely.
Yeah. The only thing I can tell you is I would drive to Hollywood Studios as opposed to any of Disney's transportation options, because the line for the Skyliner, and I like opened up my door and was going to try the Skyliner, and I looked out and the line is all the way back up in front of my room. And I'm like,
you're at that nope. Value spot.
Yeah. Nope. Because it's just a real short drive across the street from Pop to get there. But the only thing I can tell you is they don't even open the parking lot. Okay. They keep everybody outside the parking lot in their cars at the parking gates until 9 a.m.
Oh.
So you might want to try to get to that gate at 8:30-ish and just camp out at the people that do that. Okay. You'll still have plenty of time to get in because you just, and getting in is really, really fast these days. The bag chips are, unless you have something metallic and big in your bag, like an umbrella or something that sends a flag, you just walk with your bags full through there, hold up any big metal objects. Like I have a set of glasses cases that's metal lined to like hold sunglasses so they don't crush. And that kept flagging me. And the guy was just like, yeah, you're going to want to hold these up empty when you walk through and you'll just walk on through.
Yeah.
And then there's no fingerprint readers on the Magic Band checks as well.
Ding, go, ding, go. I love that.
And make sure it dings.
Yeah, make sure it dings.
And it does the right color, because if you get blue and you walk in, you're not going to be able to get on that boarding group.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Make sure that's
green,
a good point.
Green and pink.
That's a good point.
And my other must-do that we didn't talk about is the last couple hours of the parks, they're open. There was hardly anybody there when I was there. We did Toy Story Land for an hour, the last hour, and we just rode Slinky Dog three or four times. We did Toy Story, I think, three or four times. And they even let us stay on Midway Mania without getting off. So, I mean, it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Yes, and... Maria, I don't think it matters whether or not. Oh, can you get in easily into the parks with a phone power brick?
Yeah, yes. No problem.
No problem. Yeah, no problem.
No problem.
I didn't have to take it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I guess mine was just big enough that it set a flag, and he just looked in the bag and was like, "Oh yeah, this is it. Hold it up next time." Yeah. And then the other must-dos that I'm going to tell you to do is be sure to get the photos because those people are working. And I'm so thankful to see them working, but you are going to want some 2020 family mementos, okay? Just go, remember that weird year we had when we all had to wear masks and da-da-da-da-da, right? And then the other thing is like all of the 2020 dated merchandise now is buy one, get one free. And pro tip on that as well is I bought two magnets because I like my magnets. And then my wife likes the Christmas ornaments and she had me pick up a Christmas ornament for a friend. And I tried to buy them all at the same time. They did the old retail trick of charging full price for the two highest items and giving you the two lowest free. So when you do that, do one transaction with just the ornaments that were the same price, get yourself a free ornament, then buy the magnet and get yourself the free magnet in a separate transaction. Otherwise, they will not give you the full what's in your best interest. They'll do it in their best interest of math.
Do we also get the DVC discount too?
Yes, you still get. Well, that ended. Okay.
That was great.
Yeah, that deal ended the day before they put out the new Halloween gear.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah. So all the new Halloween gear and the new stuff is out for fall. And of course, that discount ended the day before. But, you know, hey, it was still nice while it lasted.
Yeah.
And one last must do is check like Disney Magical Express if you're using that. At least right now, they weren't sending out the yellow tag. So if you're used to having the yellow tag, make sure you realize you're not going to get the yellow tags. So you will have to go pick up your bags at luggage. So do not leave your bags at the luggage.
Yeah, they'll be on there forever.
Yeah, that would be bad. That would be bad. That would be definitely bad.
Yeah.
So any must don'ts, okay?
Yep. This is, what would you say to avoid?
I'll start off. I'm not talking about rides so much, more mindset. For me, you know, you can kind of get hung up on what other people are doing. This kind of goes just in general, but, you know, somebody somewhere is not going to be wearing their mask or properly social distancing. And yes, you can yell at somebody and do that, but it's probably not going to put you in a good spot. So me, I just try to say, okay, I can only worry about myself. And, you know, you're not going to get 100% compliance anywhere, but just enjoy yourself. If someone's not spacing out where you can, you know, it'll be in your best interest and headspace to just walk away and get your own space rather than trying to start something.
Very true.
And don't forget your mask related. Don't forget to bring at least one extra mask with you. I had the cheap disposable ones and, you know, the little elastic thing broke like midday. So luckily I had a backup. And I was actually guilty one time or a couple of times walking out of my hotel room without it. I just completely forgot was going to go pick up food from the quick serve, just walked out the door and I got all the way to the elevator. And I was like, oh, I'm a dummy. Turned back around and went and got it. So just mask, but don't worry about other people's masks and just do you, I guess.
Yeah, that's some solid advice as well. And for me, I avoid buses, okay? I had to get on some because the Skyliner failed me twice.
Lightning?
Lightning. So, and my Epcot day, I made it to Riviera and they yanked me out at Riviera. So I made it from Pop over to Caribbean Beach to Riviera, and then they made me hop out. And it wasn't all that bad because my daughter Reagan wanted some Riviera ears, and they were in stock, and they're still in stock if you guys want to find somebody and head over there, or if you're really, really, really an active member of the community, you can send me an IM, and I'll see what I can do if I happen to pass through Riviera for you. Okay. But the Riviera ears are in stock. They're really, really cool. They've got the fabric in the bow that matches the actual curtains and fabric on the couches and things like that at Riviera. So I thought that was very well done.
Yeah.
And so I avoid all the transportation, although the buses weren't bad because there's no standing. They put little walls up. They put you between people and you're pretty socially distanced on the bus. So.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Vicky, what do you avoid?
I think the tip about driving is pretty good. Like Chad was saying, it's just not reliable besides the social distancing right now. Some people have had some really long wait times at the airport or getting to the parks or going home. I think to combine it maybe with a resort that it would be better to have a car at anyway, like Old Key West or Saratoga. That's a good, you know, thing to maybe do, and then you'd be a different experience. But I like just what Justin said about like just being relaxed and doing yourself and having a plan. Because if something's not working for you, you could just walk away, just do something else, you know, and not get frustrated with the situation. But overwhelmingly, like the cast members were really helpful. So if there's something like you want to talk about or something makes you uncomfortable, you can speak to them. And they were overly helpful, I think, this entire trip. So,
yeah, as usual, I think the cast members rock.
Yeah, like, above and beyond, you know. It's the Disney way, above and beyond.
Yeah, and the other must do, I would tell you, if you're Blue Card, hit the Epcot Lounge up over at Epcot. So that was some of the best free soda I've ever had in my life. Because I was mask off, baby.
Yeah.
And you can relax. You have to be sitting to have the mask off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a cast member there who asks you what she wants, and then she dispenses it out of the freestyle machine for you. Mm-hmm. Or it was her that happened to be female that happened to do mine, but I'm sure some gentlemen do it as well. And yeah, for a refill, you just ask for a refill and they get you another cup and here you go. So nice.
Yeah. And then my only thing to avoid was Disney Springs. We had it was so great. And then we went there and it was just out of control. So sorry, my cat is attacking me. So anyway, Disney Springs is the only place we go, eat and leave. That's my only advice for the Disney Springs, because there's too many people and they don't manage it very well.
So I think different times of day, it's a different experience. I've seen some people that go during midday, but you just have to understand that at dinner time, all the parks are closed. So everybody's sort of heading there. Plus the local people want to go. So it depends on but you can definitely go eat and then leave. Like that's no problem.
It's just a walk-in
reservation, right? So
Yeah.
Good stuff. So what about transportation fails? Are we ready to move on?
I think you talked about it a little bit with the Skyliner failing you.
Yeah, the lightning on the Skyliner burned me twice. And then the biggest fail on this whole trip for me was Spirit Airlines. Okay. I kid you not, this was a oversold beyond 100% flight. Them telling people, hey, we'll give you a $250 voucher to go tomorrow. They only had one flight a day from Detroit to Orlando. And 100% packed, like sardines as usual. And I'm going, what is it with, Delta and somebody else is doing the middle row empty?
Southwest is empty till I think October, November, something like that.
Yeah, so it was like Spirit was just a complete fail. I mean, to the point where it's like on the trip back, I paid the $60 to upgrade to their big front first row seat. And I even priced out Delta and a couple other airlines to go back, and it was all $200 for a one way. So I was like, well, I'll just pay the $60 and get the very front corner big seat. This way I only have one person next to me. And I have at least a little bit more space away, and I'm not in with the sardines, and I can be the last person to board and the first person to exit that thing. But yeah, that was the biggest fail, the biggest disappointment ever. And then
sorry to interrupt you. Yeah,
go ahead.
We flew Southwest and it was nice. It was
me too.
Very,
I flew
very fast boarding. They left the middle seat open and
I had full rows open around me.
I pretty much checked. We were in row 10 and it was in front of us was full, like every window aisle, but the middles were all open unless people were just sitting next to each other. And then behind me, it was, I don't even want to say 20% full. I mean, it was that plane could not have been 33% full.
Yeah.
And when on our return flight home, I completely spaced out and forgot to do the early, the check-in 24 hours. I checked in, I think, 6 hours before our flight, and I got A58. So that's how not full that flight was.
That's great. Wow. Yeah. United is the same as in terms of Spirit being packed in like sardines, and we were next to strangers. We had to move people around. It was not good.
You said United?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've not heard great things there either. Maria's saying Spirit is risky. She goes, I hate the price, but Delta I trust. And then Patricia says American Airlines was packed too, used a lot of sanitizer and wipes. Yeah, I think if I had it to do over again, I would come back in and drive. I mean, it's a 20-some-hour drive, but yeah. Yeah, I would just take the time off and drive, just to be brutally honest with how things came out. Okay.
Yeah.
So transportation wins. It was like 9 days was $230 on a budget car. So that wasn't bad. And they were $138 for the off property ones, but I paid the extra money to be on property. And I kind of wish I hadn't, because there's nobody staffed in the outside, like in the airport terminal. Mm-hmm. It's like my car smelled like cigarette smoke and I wanted to change it, but I didn't want to like hoof it with my luggage all the way back over, because I couldn't just leave the luggage out there. So that was like not good. And so there's some challenges there. Okay.
And, you know, it really is. And Willie was saying that I've flown Delta a lot for work. Their customer service is top notch in the industry. They've committed to middle seats open until 1/6/2021.
Yeah, and that's great. Really good.
Yeah. Yep. And then Roxanne says I'm Team Southwest for her February 2021 trip. And then another Rebecca here is a Southwest fan, flew Southwest to go visit family, had a connecting flight. So I got to see their disinfecting procedures and they did great. Yeah, I've heard really good things about Southwest. I just wish they would have more flights in and out of Detroit. So
yeah,
come on, please make us a Southwest hub. Like,
oh, yeah. But as far as transportation wins, I had the Skyliner being a win. With the caveat, when it's working.
No thunder.
Yeah, no. The lightning really, really debilitates that thing. And especially in the summer, you get those thunderstorms pretty much daily. But when it's working, it's phenomenal, especially right now. You don't have to sit with anybody else. You're by yourself with your family.
Yeah, you get your own cabin.
It's really nice right now. And the only time there was any sort of line was right at opening for Hollywood Studios. And that's the only time I ever encountered any kind of line.
Yeah. I mean, it's still not opening early enough, for my opinion, to get you to play that virtual queue game.
Right.
Okay. And I'm like, well, that's part of the benefit of staying on property, isn't it? Is that you can take Disney transportation and get to and from the parks, and they're not giving people on property an advantage to get a virtual queue. So, in matter of fact,
it was like that already. You had to get your own way there.
Yeah, so. It was that way in January and February pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Okay. Seems like it wouldn't cost that much to operate too. So that's what I don't really.
Right. Think. Yeah.
Yeah.
But well,
I don't know.
Who knows, right? They pretty much need to turn it on probably an hour and a half, hour 15 before Hollywood opens.
Right.
Okay. And if you're going to do that, you kind of have to do the whole entire line. And then there's going to be a backup going to Hollywood because that's the only place people are really coming. So.
But it seemed like it would help because now you got people driving their own cars into Hollywood. You've got people taking Ubers. You've got people taking buses. So I don't know. It seems like it would help alleviate a lot of the stressors on the other systems. So
for sure.
That's why I'm a little surprised.
Yeah. Yep. And so Matt says JetBlue canceled both my flights to Orlando and my flight home without notifying me either time.
We had that too.
Never known if we didn't call to confirm Magical Express.
I think we changed our flights 3 or 4 times to go to this.
Right. We were originally American Airlines, some of us, and then I'm the only one that got a phone call and everyone else didn't, or got like an email and the other one got nothing. So it was just really hodgepodge. Eventually we all sorted it out, got our refunds, but it was really, that was American Airlines. Somebody else was saying American's not, you know, it was packed too. So I read up on it. We're proponents of Southwest, me and Jeremy, since, you know, we had a really good experience.
Yeah.
That's great.
So I think that pretty much covers transportation wins and fails. And Gina, what's our next topic?
We're on food wins and food fails. And Vicky already talked about our win, which was that last minute beaches and cream.
Yes. But the other one is the food and wine. There's an indoor place. It's magical. It has a live pianist playing like classical Disney tunes. It's where the mac and cheese place is and the nitro cake pop place is. We walked in there. It was like heaven. It's like air conditioned. There's barely anyone in there. It's just got to go there. It's near Canada Pavilion.
Yeah, it's between Canada and UK, I think. Okay. And my issue in there was there wasn't enough chairs out there. There was like more than enough high top tables. But at this point in time, I'm just looking for some place to sit down for a while. Okay. And I think they just want you in there to eat your little tiny hors d'oeuvres. The problem is when you get the 3 mac and cheeses, cause you just can't pick which one to do. You get the micro pop, you get the cider, you get the this, you sit down and you got a full meal of snacks. Okay. So it takes some time to eat all of that, right? But the lobster mac and cheese for the win.
Yep, I got that.
The nitro cake pop, I would say I ate the whole thing and I took one for the team because I just couldn't bear to like waste it. But really, it is so rich, one bite and you're good.
for sure.
Okay. Yeah. And then other major win was I didn't try it till yesterday. I didn't try it at all my first day at Hollywood, which was just the arrival day. But I was able to get a seat at the bar at Olga's on a walk-in.
That's awesome.
With like a 15-minute wait. Nice. Okay. Yeah. So that was really, really, really cool because as much as I hate to admit it, move over Geyser Point, Olga's is now my favorite place on property to have a drink. The fuzzy tom-tom win, okay? So, yeah, I just the creativity of that drink, okay? And them, you know, giving you the, you know, this wasn't designed for human consumption.
Okay. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, well, I live on the edge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that part of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is just phenomenal. And I still checked. I mean, I like hawk the app, couldn't find anything for Party of One. So finally, I just walked up and figured I'd ask in character if they could, you know, sneak a smuggler in. And, yeah, so they hooked me up there. So I was really, really cool with that. And then the other thing I've had a hard time finding is Topolino's for breakfast. Mm-hmm. And that thing is just sold out, pack. And the food there was really, really off the charts. Great in January. They've since taken some things off the menu. But it's still a phenomenal place, right?
Yeah.
And then I can't think of any really fails, though, because the cast members, the dining staff. The only thing I can tell you from fails is I'm getting really tired of mobile ordering. Okay.
People don't really like that. I know. If you're not doing that sit down, right, you have to mobile order.
I actually kind of like the mobile ordering, but we did the mobile ordering at Riviera. So I just would be in my room, order all the food, and then wait 5-10 minutes and then go down and get it.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, having a car staying at Pop, I did my one obligatory Mickey Waffle mobile order, but I'm so tired of doing mobile order and getting your food enclosed in a box in a takeout container that I'm just like, because then it's like the Mickey Waffle was like steamed with everything else and it kind of lost its little bit of a crispiness to it.
Yeah.
And it just, it's not the same. Okay.
Like, yeah, Chad.
So it's just like, okay, guys, if I'm going to have to do this, then I'm just going to go off property and eat. And because the food here at the, you know, Pop is not all that great. Okay. It's the food court stuff is just, yeah.
Yeah.
I say I had a couple of food fails, but they were my fault and not doing
what? Anything.
Well, I had the lunch menu. Oh, sorry. I had a lunch reservation for Brown Derby because I like the place and the prices aren't so bad at lunch. But we were late because we got the Rise of Resistance. We got to that late. And so we didn't get to Brown Derby until they switched over to the dinner menu.
Oh.
And so going from lunch for four to dinner for four jacks the price up probably double. So
oh yeah,
that wasn't. Plus, I wanted like the they had like a Wagyu beef cheeseburger. Ooh,
yeah, those are missing. Those are MIA off of the menu at the little. You used to be able to get those at the bar outside of Hollywood Studios. Okay.
Yeah.
No tapas out there right now. Okay. It's just alcohol.
Okay.
And I'm like, like. That was my jam. You know what I'm saying? Those Wagyu beef, the Wagyu beef burgers plus margarita flights. Okay.
It's like,
Did you turn into a 3-year-old and stomp your feet?
Yeah. Where's my food?
So, no. I just vowed to go to Olga's and you know, hit the next best thing. But I was surely disappointed. The good news is the blood orange margarita that you can get there in the flight was available at the Grand Flow Cafe. So, so that's the good news. Okay. That's the really good news there.
And then my other fail was everybody had been talking Ample Hills up so much in previous trips. And so I was with my daughters and we were at Hollywood Studios and I was like, oh, we got on the skyline. I was like, oh, let's just ride it all the way to the end. We'll get off and get ice cream. And I get off, go over there, walk all the way over there, and it was right at 8:58 or something like that. I'll tell you why the time's important. And get there, and like the lights are on, but the doors are closed, and I'm like, what's going on? Everything's Saran wrapped inside. And then I found out they declared bankruptcy and they're not opening up anymore. So we hightailed it over to Peaches and Cream, and we got there 9:02. They close at 9. So we We missed out on the just getting an order to go. So then we ended up just getting a pint of ice cream at Peaches.
Place. Yeah. So that works.
Got it.
Yeah. They still got ice cream, but it, not as much fun.
True. It's different. It's the Ample Hills. It was good, but hopefully they'll ice cream. Hopefully they'll put another ice cream place in.
So that was like the worst part of my trip.
Yeah.
Truly.
That was a fail.
But I like what you said about the reservations, because they will work with you. Like if you can't make a reservation, no problem. If you're not feeling comfortable, no problem. If you're super late, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
She did kind of give me attitude for being an hour.
Oh, really?
Wow. We didn't have that.
It was mild.
I didn't have that at all. And I was 20 minutes late for California Grill, and they didn't say anything.
Yeah,
I was like a good hour 20, and she was just, you do realize.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
I'm so surprised.
Yeah. And then I said, yeah, we were waiting on Rise of Resistance, and just took longer. And then I said, then she's like, well, you know, it's going to be a dinner menu now.
All right. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, well, you know.
The other thing I'm not a fan of is using the phone for the menu.
Oh, yeah, scanning, having to scan and look at your little screen and have to make it big. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that. And then it just, the optics of it looks really bad when people are already staring at their phones enough.
Right.
Everybody's at the table staring at
their phone. Yeah, true.
Yeah, the other thing that I realized as well, one of my favorite, like, quick hitters, I call it a snack, is I get the little turkey kids meal. Because it's relatively healthy if you get, you know, the grapes and the yogurt with it. And it had this wheat fish-shaped turkey buns. And on the mobile app, it still has that there. And they didn't update the pictures when they changed the bread. Now it's just like a normal bun. And I'm like, well, I probably wouldn't have got it because the normal white bread just doesn't seem as healthy as the wheat fish shaped bread, and it's not as fun. Okay. That little 3-year-old almost stomped his feet again, Gina. So.
Hey, I want my fish bread, my fish shaped bread. I hear you.
Yeah. And Patricia says the cowgirl gave us attitude about the young ones wearing t-shirts. We didn't pack collar shirts for them. I didn't wear a collar shirt. They didn't say anything about it.
I never heard of, maybe they had tank tops. I don't think they allow tank tops, but.
Yeah. And the sign I read it, like I was wearing cargo pants and a t-shirt. And the only thing they gave me grief on multiple times was the My DVC Points hat. Okay. Yeah. You know, take the hat off. And I was just like, okay, when I get up there.
Yeah.
Like,
I can wait. You can wait a minute.
Yeah. Like on second floor, I got told twice and I'm like, yeah, I'm not up there yet. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Chill. And then Willie says he's sad about Ample Hills because they were supposed to open a location in Disney Springs as well.
Yeah.
Yes. And then Roxanne was saying she loves the blood orange margarita at Brown Derby too. And then I think going back to comments, Amanda was saying that we got breakfast and the kids dinner for our 10-year anniversary. And I think that was on topic for
Topolino's.
Yeah. So. Yep. So those kind of our food fails, and maybe we ought to speed this up a little bit. So but
do you want to skip on through some of these? Well, we can talk about this. I want to talk about this.
Okay.
So without there being any parades, how are you feeling without the parade route, without people lining up? How is that for you?
Parades, I kind of like them, but it's not my jam. Okay. And I know Lynn Testa did a survey of little kids, okay, and like hired a child psychologist to do this study and work with them. And parades are the number one things that little people like. And so they're gone. They're like off the table, okay? Now, the little cavalcades I thought were really cool and they were unique and I enjoyed them. And to me, it's not a big deal, but I feel bad for the little kids that's their thing, okay? They rank it higher than rides. They rank it higher than character meets. Okay. Character meets are pretty high on the list as well. But also for the little kids, fireworks ranks high on the list. And those are off the table. So it's like everything that the little kids like has been moved off the table. Parades, fireworks, character meets. Okay.
The lack of character meets were kind of, I mean, my kids are older, so it's not as big and they've met them all the time. But I do. Those are my favorite pictures to look at after the trips. So from my point of view, I was a little sad about that, not seeing them when we got home.
Now, I will say this. Seeing the characters in at Animal Kingdom on the little boats going around was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And then what I thought was just extremely well done, over the top, awesome, was the characters at Epcot, where they go into the grassy knoll areas. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so Joy was there and she was just entertaining everybody. And she was, you know, doing charades and fishing and out of the pond and all kinds of just fun stuff. And so Joy was just in her jam, right? Like, that was a really fun experience. And to me, that was 10 times better than having this awkward interaction with Joy and meeting her. Okay. And let's pose for a picture.
Yeah, I didn't like the huge line. You're waiting for this weird pose. Yeah. I agree with that.
Right. So that part I really dug. Okay.
Yeah.
And Gina, what's your thoughts on the parades?
So I am from California, where everyone blocks everything. You can't move if there's a parade. You can't even get out of the way because there's just nowhere to go. And then I loved being able, the cavalcade will just show up. People kept moving. They weren't stopping. I really enjoyed that. People weren't just stopping in the middle to watch. So I actually enjoyed just having the cavalcade at a random time pop up. And the Animal Kingdom boats with the characters, we had the best seat in the house and we got the best pictures. So if you want character photos, you can't have the picture with your child. However, you get a really cool character photo.
Yeah. And Nomad Lounge is a great place to come back in if you're on that outside deck, because you can actually get a selfie, you know, hold it up and get them in the background. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a cool thing as well. And Patricia makes this comment. She loves the parades, but she doesn't like waiting in a good spot for an hour.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, her six-year-old loved hearing the music and knowing that a parade was coming. It's their jam. You know, it's their number one thing that statistically that they find enjoyment at Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a shame. Okay. And Maria was, she says, I'm thinking it's going to be a little bit more relaxing vacation.
Definitely.
That part is true. And I think that gets into our next topic of no fast passes, because you're not rushing from fast pass reservation to fast pass reservation to this, to like, it's a completely different Disney World, so to speak, with no parades, no fireworks, no park hopping and quick lines, because you can knock everything out that you want to get done 4 or 5 hours.
It's a really great time for like novices to be there, because you don't really have to plan. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's also a bad time for novices because you don't get the full experience of everything that's open with the character meets and fireworks and the parades. However, if you're not into planning and just winging it, there's not a better time to go.
Yeah. Justin, you brought up a really key point that, and this, I thought about this in the Flight of Passage queue today, and I think what's missing from this trip is the satisfaction of mastery, okay? Because those of us that go all the time and listen to the shows and we're into podcasts and we've got this thing down, like we do Walt Disney World like pros, okay? This is just like clockwork for us, okay? Bang, 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 bang. We're on it. We get the best fast passes, the whole nine yards. We know all the tips and tricks. And you just walk through this going, yeah, this is my jam. Like, you know, a rock star going on stage is like us going to the parks. Okay. That was missing.
Yeah. I was the sucker in Minnie and Mickey's Railroad in the regular queue. While I did see several people go through the fast pass line. So I'm like, what are they doing?
How'd that happen? Yeah.
It turns out it's either the Dash Pass or
Club 33.
Yeah.
Or if they were on the ride when it broke down, they got fast passes to come back. But so, I was constantly like, why do they get to go ahead? This isn't fair.
So from California, again, this is very nostalgic of my childhood. We've only had paper fast passes. We've never had to order our fast passes early. So this is just nostalgic of my childhood, being able to wait in line for 20 minutes or not. I don't want to wait 20 minutes. I can come back later. The line will come down. So I do enjoy the no fast passes for me from the California point of view.
Yeah, I was kind of with Chad, like, I was doing as much as I used to do, without any of the planning involved. So I do somewhat enjoy the planning, but my wife was happy because I wasn't constantly like, oh, our fast pass window's about to end. We need to go over here. Hurry, hurry. No, the kids can't take pictures. I don't care what they're doing. Right. Tell them to shut up. Let's go.
Gotta run.
For me, it was less stressful. So that was nice. But like Chad, I did miss the fact that I didn't get to walk by hundreds of thousands of people on a daily basis and laugh at them while they were. I mean, even like Big Thunder Mountain Railroad in January, I had a fast pass. My daughter's like, I think we're going to run a ride this again. I was like, okay, I'll try. And I'm just like mashing that fast pass button. And I got another one for two people while we were in the fast pass line. Yeah. And I just kept laughing at everybody in the standard queue, like, you dummies. Like,
you could do this too. Yeah.
But I didn't get to feel superior this trip.
Yeah. It's not about feeling superior as much as it is.
Yes.
This is This is like me exercising my mastery. Like, I've built these Walt Disney World planning execution muscles. Like, and I want to flex a little bit. Okay. And no, nope. All off the table.
All right. I'm going to move on. And this one, I really enjoyed the relaxation stations. Oh, I spelled it wrong. I really liked the relaxation stations and I wanted to talk about those. And did any of you use the relaxation stations?
No, too hot.
Yeah,
too
hot. I bolted most of the time around 2 and we headed to the pool for 2-3 hours.
Because now you can, as long as you're standing there with a drink in your hand and you're stationary, you can come back in and create your own relaxation station. Okay. You know, pull off to the side, sit there by yourself. And I guess I get the stationary part is because if you're eating, you're walking past people, but if you're stationary, they have to see you and they have the opportunity to walk around. Yeah. Okay. So they can create their own bubble that way and they can empower and direct themselves around you. And then all the tables are spaced. So I just created my own relaxation stations and walk in. I did my whole walk into a gift shop and then buy my bottle of water with my AP discount. Mm-hmm. Instead of paying $350, it was $280. So yeah. Create my own relaxation station. That's what I ended up doing. So.
Okay.
I did notice the one in Tomorrowland Terrace had a beverage cart station where you could purchase drinks. At least water. I don't know if they had anything else.
Got it. Yeah. David, I would love to show you the room, but I've lived in this room for a few nights.
And gross.
No. Yep. So the camera is perfectly angled not to have dirty socks any place.
Like just look up here.
Okay? Just stay in the frame, David. Okay. Everybody's happy. Okay.
So Antoinette has this question and I actually want to answer it because.
Yes. We like this one a lot.
We like this one a lot. So the
across from the Up theater and right past Mr. Kamal's, which is open, that has fries and drinks. And then it's on the water and you can see all the cavalcades go by.
Oh, yeah,
that was my favorite one.
So
we were there for like an hour.
I wasn't feeling Everest that day. I just wasn't feeling like top notch. So I didn't go on it. So it was a perfect place to wait for your family while they're going on that ride.
And we did. And then we came back and we stayed there for like an hour just to relax. And we had our drinks and they had their fries and it was good. So I really enjoyed that one. And then the,
have to show this one.
I got to show this. So here's us at the relaxation station in, here we are. Where are we?
Galaxy's Edge.
So here's me.
That's Gina. This is on Prince Charming Dev, I think. So I was watching this that same day and I'm like, oh my God, we're in the video.
So there we are. We made it to Prince Charming Dev. And there I am at the relaxation.
You're on my show live, Gina. Like,
I know. And now I'm on there.
And now you're fanboying over being on somebody else's YouTube channel.
It was just exciting.
We just did. Just someone took a picture of us that wasn't us. So it's just.
It's just funny.
It just happened to be there, but it shows really well that there's just tiny umbrellas. So other relaxation stations, there's natural shade, like the one at Epcot had natural shade and Animal Kingdom had, but this one was just, it was super hot and it was super small. They look really not that many tables. So I don't recommend the Galaxy's Edge one.
No.
Yeah, Galaxy's Edge was right outside of the little marketplace area.
That's right. Right after the marketplace before the resistance camp.
Yeah. And that's for you, Antoinette, because you did mean Hollywood Studios. So don't stay at that one.
Yeah.
that one was not good.
Don't My advice is grab a bottle of water and create your own.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
Yeah. That's kind of my take on it as well. So I think that pretty much wraps up. If anybody else has any final questions tonight, we'll get to them. Otherwise, let's come back into a wrap-up round. And my take on this is, if you still have annual passes that will get you in and you want to take a quick trip down, man, you can get some deal on some discounted DVC points through DVC Rental Store. And I've got some coming up. I'm moving to Copper Creek next into a walk-in shower studio over there, which has been really hard to book even as an owner. So I'm really excited to be able to try a studio at Copper Creek and get that kind of checked off my list, because I find even as an owner, they're gone like at 11 months when I want to go. So I'm excited about that. I don't know that I would be buying park tickets for everybody for this experience, especially once September rolls around and they ratchet down the parks 2 hours off a day. That's just my own take. But if you've got an annual pass and you can get some cheap DVC points, great time to go, especially if you can drive. And the flights, yeah, we'll see. I'm COVID-free so far. So fingers crossed that that stays, okay?
Didn't you live stream there, Chad? And you were like, it's so good to be here.
What's that?
Didn't you say that? You were live streaming there, Chad, on Facebook. Yeah. And you were like, it's so good to be here.
It was good to get back, but I'm like, okay, that lasted an hour or two. And I thought I would experience it in Magic Kingdom again. And it was only like the first time back into the parks. So today I honestly sat outside at Hollywood's at Animal Kingdom and debated whether I would go in or not.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Because I'm like, it is 93 degrees. It is hot and muggy. And yesterday I was out and got drenched head to toe. And this morning when I woke up, the clothes were still wet right in front of the vents. Okay. So yeah, it was, and I'm not in a DVC room today, so I can't just throw them into the washer yet. I got to hold them off till I get over there. But yeah. Other than that, yes, it was good to be back, but that burned fast. So
yeah, my only recommendation is to rent a car during this time, because then you can have a break and not have to wear your mask all the time. So I felt like every time we got in the car, I was like, oh, I can take a break. Okay, good. Then we'd park the car. Okay, put it back on. So that's my only recommendation. If you're used to using Disney transportation, try renting a car this time.
Yep. So Vicky?
Mine's really boring, but I mean, I always use my Magic Band, but I really like paying with my Magic Band because it lessened the shuffle of everything. And then you do have to type in your PIN number, but there's sanitizers everywhere. So I felt that was the most efficient and less touching way to pay for things.
Oh, got it. I use Apple Pay on my watch. So two taps on the watch, a couple of swipes. Same thing.
Whatever.
Bam and over.
Yep. They've got all that everywhere. So you can do credit card and they'll take cash. I think some, obviously not the mobile order, but some places will. But, and they have it at the restaurants, the machine, they'll bring it to you, you know? So it's all really good.
So Justin, any final comments? And then we've got a couple of questions to go over here.
The only other thing I noticed when I was at Riviera, the first day I got there, the parking lot was incredibly full, which I think is, it's not a huge parking lot to begin with. Plus you have a lot more people driving their own cars or renting cars. And I think there were also a lot more locals that were doing on the weekends because they were doing 40% off. So that's one thing I would caution people. If you are going to drive, get to your hotel well before, you know, 6 p.m. Because we got in around 5 and the parking lot looked pretty full. It was a Friday, I think. So just be aware of that. And again, just.
And they've stated they undersized the parking lot at Riviera. That was a miss for them.
Yeah. So, and then again, just reiterate, this trip is going to be different than what you're used to. So just know that going in, don't try to do your normal thing or don't expect to be able to do your normal things, and just keep a positive attitude.
Yeah. Yeah, and Greg asked this question here as well, and I think this will be our last question of the night, but he goes, should I use my DVC points or keep 35% off Caribbean Beach Day? Which is a better value? I would kick my DVC points down the road because that's a fixed cost. That like the point cost and the point value is pretty fixed. And you might be able to bank those points and go post-COVID. And at a time when you're not going to get 35% off that, or you're not going to see being able to rent points for 10, 11, 12 bucks a point. Okay.
I think
you could be paid 16, right? Go ahead, Justin.
I was going to say even 35% off, you're still probably looking at like 250, 300 because rack rate is obscenely high. I think you still might be cheaper to do the DVC rental place. DVC,
yeah, that's called, number one.
I would go with them. I would go with them first and try to find a 10, 12, or 14 pointer and just see what I can get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's even, I can throw their logo up there. One more plus.
Yeah.
So I think it's the only way to fly right now is to pick up some distress points from those guys. And because you can always rent your points out at full price at the 11 month mark, book them, bank them, rent them out at the 11 month mark at full price, and that'll more than pay for your airfare and your room. Okay. So that's kind of my advice for that. And with that being said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week with another versus series, and we'll be doing Boulder Ridge versus Copper Creek next week. And I will have added another Copper Creek stay to my portfolio and experience to be able to speak about that even more. Although I don't know how many more times I could stay there and really get better value, but at least this time I'm in a studio at Copper Creek and I'll have that to add to the mix. So that being said, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Y'all have a great night and we will see you next week. And this week's podcast topic coming out will be with Nick Cotton on this very topic.
And
we'll get to hear his take on his experiences in the park and more about these great confirmed reservations over at DVC Rental Store. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night.
Night. Bye.
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.